We have a special guest from Start the Cycle Bike Group joining us again, Laura McDonald. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us. We're glad to be here.
And we're here to talk about your 2017 season getting underway. How long have you been doing this and organizing this for kids?
Well, we've been doing this for 5 years. This is our fifth year anniversary, and together as a group, we will be celebrating our fifth year.
Wow. This is such a cool program. That's why I really wanted to get you in here. Let's talk a little bit about what Start the Cycle is with regards to kids and why you decided to do this.
Okay. We started out at first just getting kids on bikes. The whole idea was, you know, there were kids out there that didn't really belong to groups, didn't have a lot to do to keep them focused on setting goals. And so we kind of started with the question of what would it look like if we got kids on mountain bikes.
And being a huge biking community in Marquette County, actually in a lot of places around the UP, this makes a lot of sense to me. And it really exposes kids that had maybe no chance or slim chance of ever getting into cycling the opportunity to explore it. And it
Absolutely.
Is a unique opportunity.
Absolutely. So what we've done, you know, traditionally we've called it at-risk kids, and Start the Cycle really believes that all kids are at risk. It doesn't matter where you came from. The chance to get on a mountain bike and get out on the trails, and it's really been life-changing for a lot of kids. So what we do is we provide everything they're going to need. We fundraise and write grants for the bikes, the helmets, hydration packs, the jerseys, everything they're going to need for practices. We go around and get donations from local restaurants. We feed them every week during practice so that they really get the strongest support network underneath them to learn how to mountain bike and essentially maybe bike race in the future.
Well, you have some events coming up here, one Thursday, Saturday, and then Cinco de Mayo is a big one, and we're going to get into that. Let's talk a little bit more about what you actually do, though. When does it start for the kids, and when does it end?
Well, we will get started this Thursday, April the 6th, 5 to 7, and we're using the YMCA facility in Marquette County. All the kids will meet there. We're doing our registration and orientation, and we're also doing our mentor training. So what we do is we link kids, 24 of them this year, 12 returning and 12 new, with mentors from our community that volunteer their time. We're a 100% volunteer organization, and we will take them out and teach them everything from bike mechanics, how to fix their bikes, to how to gear and climb hills, to how to start the race.
Okay.
And then we finish with riding the Ortishore bike race. Our kids are required to ride the 28-mile race unless they can't for a medical reason. And at the finish of that race, they complete the program by being able to keep all of the equipment that we provide for them.
Including the bike.
Including the bike, which is really great. We work with Quick Stop Bike Shop in Marquette. We get a fleet of Trek bikes that are just beautiful mountain bikes for these kids. And they learn everything from maintenance to you know, the best way to ride that bike and the whole bike course, the Ortishore course.
Really neat stuff. So I want to get more into this with you in our next Outdoor Report. But first, let me just give you a chance quickly here, 30 seconds. Tell us what's going on starting Thursday and Saturday.
This Thursday is our orientation. Like I said, 5 to 7 at the YMCA. All the mentors and the kids will be there. We'll get used to, you know, the facility at the YMCA. And then on Saturday, we will be selling raffle tickets for our 2017 Salsa Muckluck Fat Tire Bike Raffle. We have a beautiful bike provided by Sports Rack of Marquette, and we're raffling it off for $10 a chance at the Angry Bears Fest, which is happening on Saturday on Spring Street in Marquette, at the Ordock and out on the street.
Very cool. How can they find out more information and contact you if they have any questions?
We have a fantastic Facebook page that just interfaces really well with all the festivals and all of our giveaways. And find us on Facebook under Start the Cycle. And any questions, you can always, you know, message us there. I think Facebook's a little easier.
Laura McDonald from Start the Cycle, and if you'll hang around, we'll hear more about your special events in detail coming up later this hour in our next Outdoor Report.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back with that right here on The Outdoor Show.